CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
All of the crew members are in fine shape. They're in good health. They're in high spirits. The morale is great.
Secretary of State Colin Powell says the U.S. spy plane crew is staying in Chinese officers' quarters on Hainan Island and is receiving catered food from the outside. Brigadier General Neil Seelock spent an hour today with the 24 men and women being detained.
I brought our Commander-in-Chief's best wishes to the crew as an entire group. As President Bush offered that the other evening, we wish we'd been able to do it sooner.
Negotiations continue with the Chinese. Progress has been made. Colin Powell says he's encouraged. The president's performance during the standoff, correspondent Bill Plant has the numbers from a new CBS News poll.
49% of Americans approve of the way in which Mr. Bush is handling relations with China. 49% of those in our survey also agreed that the U.S. should not apologize to the Chinese government. A large majority believes that the U.S. didn't do anything wrong.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. The Secretary of State is encouraged by the latest developments in the downed spy plane standoff. We're live with CBS News reporter Tom Foti for details.
Reporting progress in the efforts to end the standoff over the U.S. surveillance plane, Secretary Powell had this update after hearing back on another meeting between U.S. officials and the crew.
All of the crew members are in fine shape. They're in good health. They're in high spirits. The morale is great.
As for the diplomacy,
we are in very intensive discussions and negotiations and exchanging ideas and papers, and there has been movement.
The White House reaction, President Bush reported, please, things are moving forward, though work does remain before the crew leaves China. Live in Washington, Tom Foti, CBS News.
Despite months of effort to keep Pacific Gas and Electric afloat, California's biggest utility has just filed for Chapter 11 federal bankruptcy protection. PG&E says as of March 29th, it had $2.6 billion in cash and outstanding bills of $4.4 billion. The spring-summer federal forecast on gasoline prices won't please too many motorists. We hear about it live from CBS News reporter John Harchi.
If you're planning to travel by car the next few months, the government's Energy Information Administration has this tip for you.
Driving will be fairly expensive.
The administration's Mark Rodicor has specifics for your budgeting.
Last summer, for the U.S. as a whole, we averaged $1.53 a gallon. This summer, we're expecting $1.49 a gallon.
That may be a slight decrease from last summer, but it's about 40 cents a gallon more than we paid 2 and 3 years ago. And oil supplies are tight, so there's some risk of even higher short-term price spikes. Live in Washington, John Harchi, CBS News.
Some slight damage to the Liberty Bell after a man with a hammer managed to land at least 4 blows on the national symbol. Frank Miranda was in the same tour group as the suspect, and at first he didn't exactly realize what was going on.
I heard it three times. And I thought it was part of the presentation. I'm like, cool, it's ringing. And then I hear that's when the ranger, though, he said, what are you doing?
The pavilion in Philadelphia, where the bell is housed, has been closed while experts examine it further. It's already known that one of the hammer blows left a small dent on the lip of the bell. Unemployment up again last month. We hear about it from CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano.
The Labor Department reports unemployment edged up only 0.1% to 4.3% in March, yet it was another dramatic month with thousands more layoffs announced. Division Chief Tom Nardone says you have to remember the U.S. labor force is 140 million strong.
Layoffs of 10,000 and 20,000 aren't really going to be big enough to move the numbers just because the labor force is so big to begin with.
And the layoffs are global and spread out over time. Lou Miliano, CBS News.
Nevertheless, the unemployment report and a fresh spate of corporate earnings warnings have combined to push Wall Street to the downside after yesterday's huge rally. Right now, the Dow is down 152 points. The Nasdaq is off 48. This is CBS News.
Oh, golly, what's going on here?
You again.
Yeah, your common sense. Hey, where the heck are you going?
To get my oil changed.
Well, you know, we passed 3 Jiffy Lubes already.
So?
Oh, for the love of Mike, you need certified technicians.
What's the difference?
Well, if you go to Jiffy Lube, you'll see. They meet your car warranty requirements. You get a vacuum, windows washed, fluids checked, and the lube is pretty darn Jiffy.
I'm a changed man.
Yeah, keep your seatbelt on.
More people change their oil with Jiffy Lube Signature Service than anywhere else in America. Change for the better at Jiffy Lube.
Hank Montenegro of Morganville, New Jersey wrote, "Dear Mr. Oreck, ever since we purchased your 8-pound Oreck XL vacuum, my wife has been in heaven. Recently, she panicked, believing she'd broken the vacuum. I contacted your customer service department, and after a few questions, I was sent a replacement part at no charge. The machine is as good as new. Try my 8-pound Oreck XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Six people seriously hurt when a bus carrying the band from a high school in Fayetteville, North Carolina, to a competition in Florida flipped on its side on I-95 in southern Georgia. Sarah Pyland of the Cumberland County School System says others on the bus were badly shaken by the accident.
They all have been very shaken by this, especially those persons who are at the trauma center, where the more serious injuries are. It's very, very difficult for them, very trying.
The Georgia State Patrol says it's getting a lot of conflicting stories right now and can't confirm one report that a car cut the bus off, causing it to swerve and topple. Ernie, an orange and white cat that was once owned by President Bush, is missing in California. The first family gave the tabby to Brad Freeman, a Los Angeles investment banker, when they moved to the White House, fearing it might claw the furniture in the executive mansion. But Ernie left his new home a few weeks ago, and he hasn't been seen since. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.